I've never been bitten by a snake or a scorpion. But Jesus said, of any deadly thing, if you have authority over serpents and scorpions, and if you drink any deadly thing, you'll be immune to it. You got to believe that and stand on that word, the shield of faith. It can take a mere man, and you can have the abilities of God. God gave you this. If you don't believe it, you'll die. If you don't use it, people will die or get hurt. I always demanded Satan, you can't kill anybody and you can't hurt anybody in Jesus' name. I put a restriction on him for years and had 100% success. Nobody, I never saw anybody, looked out the window after I said that by faith and saw somebody laid out in the street. From what year was that? I guess it was 1990 till I moved in 96. Anyway, God loves us. And all the weapons of God, the sword of the Spirit, we can do offensive warfare, not just defensive warfare. We don't have to wait on Satan to attack. We can attack at our will. The Lord told Kenneth Copeland, and he showed him that if Chicago dealt with Al Capone when he was small, it wouldn't have taken an army to get him out of Chicago. So he said, and then he said, drop the mic. Sorry about that. But when he said, when you know you're going to preach somewhere weeks ahead of time, start taking authority over that date you're going to speak. And get rid of the satanic interference. And I started doing it. I know that people, I talked in the last broadcast, I encouraged people to listen to Henry Groover, Steve Quayle, Tom Horn, and Pastor Langford, others on YouTube. Steve Quayle has a Joseph's ministry. The Lord took him to heaven and showed him things to come. And one of the things that he talks about is giants. They're going to return. And other things. The Nephilim. The Rephaim. See, Revelation talk about things happening in the last days. It's going to get bad. But I've been dealing with spiritual warfare since I got saved. And especially as a minister, you have to do warfare to get the word out. You can't be passive. You got to be aggressive. When I preach at a church, I have to do warfare. When I preach in the church I go to, it's easy because people are pulling the rope the same way. They want to know God. A friend of mine, I went to his funeral, and a lot of people that don't go to church were there. And I felt the spiritual resistance. I had to fight through it. I forgot to do warfare like I used to because I was used to not doing that. I was used to preaching what people want to hear the word. And I said, I shouldn't have forgot to do it. So I did what God gave me, but I had to fight to do it. Demons are real. Fallen angels are real. And now there are reports of giants again. And it's time now. See, the Lord don't wait for things to happen. God put people in place to prepare people. And people who got enough sense to listen, and they people that know God, they will listen. But if you listen to doubtful people too much, you won't have an appetite for it when you hear the truth. Then when it's too late, you'll wish you listened. We are weaponized. You can stop Satan in his tracks. You know, in Ephesians it said the weapons of our warfare are mighty. They can pull down strongholds. God gave us everything we need. He didn't leave us half cocked. He loves us. It's important that we take time out and learn what God is saying. Listen to that verse. This is Ephesians chapter 6. Verse 10, it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. See, wicked people make comments and they try to persuade you wrong. Verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Don't let your weak brothers drown in the sea of the world. Speak by faith. And then Paul said, and for me that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, and therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. But that ye also may know my affairs and how to do. Titius, my beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things. Paul was in warfare. He was captured. But he wrote words. See, God uses everything. He wrote these things because he couldn't go take the word to the people, but it became the writings he wrote is what we have in our Bible. God uses everything. He became unstoppable. He's still preaching because he documented the words of God that we can study and live by. We have the victory. We don't gain it. We have it. We have to learn that we have it, and then we can use it. Now, all these things are spoken to help you, that you may grow. Don't take no for an answer. Take the word of God and use it. Take the kingdom by force. Be violent in him. Keep the warfare supernatural, not natural. Don't kill people. Stop the enemy. And the Lord taught me something. I'll close with this. He said, when he was teaching me about spiritual warfare, I had questions. That's why it's so important for you to ask your questions and get a good and firm understanding. So you'll be less restricted and more aware of what God is doing. He said, Satan is not hard to deal with. And he said, people are not hard to deal with when you remove Satan out of the way. I'm going to say that again. He said, men are not hard to deal with when you remove Satan out of the way. And I found that to be true. If I used a gun and tried to stop people from shooting each other, I may have gotten shot. But I in the safety of my own house, I said, Satan, you can't kill anybody. You can't hurt anybody in Jesus' name. And I was amazed at what happened afterwards. Anybody can do this. That will take time and receive God's word so that they can believe what God is saying. Anybody with faith can do what I did. You don't have to be a preacher. You just got to be saved. Because James said, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. See, God, he got an answer for everything. If you don't explore what's yours, you won't know. If you don't know, the enemy will use things against you. It's time now for people to be in the know and do what God said do. It's important. But we, as we go forward, we learn who God is. Submitting to God is the first step in warfare. You can't fight Satan out of your mind. You gotta submit your life to God then you got to resist the devil and take authority over him, and he will run from you. And you will win, and he'll lose. Close with that. I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to move mightily in and throughout your life. The word of God will give you the wisdom and knowledge you need to destroy your weaknesses, and you'll become strong. To forgive others, you'll heal from your hurts. And as you receive the perfect love of God, and as you act on it, you'll drive out your fears. Live from the Spirit and take authority over the things of the world. And listen to the people who God has blessed and endowed with revelation. Listen to Henry Groover. You'll learn the love of God. You'll learn his love. Listen to Steve Quayle. You'll know what's happening in real time. And it'll help you see mainstream for what it really is. And love people. Love every soul. Just like God loves you. Just like Jesus loved you. And sacrificed for you. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.